This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Many lost everything. We have cleanup, we'll have some loss of business, but we all got out and our building's still standing, and as far as we know, there hasn't been major damage that can't be cleaned up.
The biggest concern is, when are we going to get in to be able to clean the water? Because that's the biggest harm now, is it heating up with the water in there and becoming a petri dish, and just mold and bacteria forming and things of that nature.
Roseanne Barr gets into some hot water for some of her comments while the people in Ellicott City, Maryland were knee deep and beyond in the real stuff. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let's start with Ellicott City. It's a really cool historical area in Maryland, and they had this event that happens one in 1,000 years. Unfortunately, it happened this year. So, statistically, massive rainfall in any given year in one location is a rarity. But doesn't matter. Tell that to the people there. Rains and flooding, just a brown wall of water sweeping through downtown, picking up cars like they were nothing. I was stunned when I looked at the video. 8 inches plus Sunday triggered the disaster. The area only averages about 4 inches of rain for all of May. Ellicott City got 2 months of rain in 2 hours. Will business owners walk away or rebuild? What will they decide to do? Here's what's really stunning. It happened in 2016. And so now here it is, 2018, and it's happened again. If I'm a business owner, sorry, Ellicott City, I'm not rebuilding again. I'm not tempting fate and this weird anomaly to hit again. I mean, they were like logs, the cars. It was the strangest sight ever. All the mud, oh, it was awful, needless to say. Think of your car, someone picking it up and throwing it in a wet sandbox where it covered your entire car. I don't even know if I'm painting the right kind of picture. I know it was ugly. You weren't doing anything with that car afterwards. And there were a lot of cars in those situations. Speaking of ugly, oh, Roseanne Barr, what were you thinking? You weren't. A tweet is just a tweet until it's not. So for Roseanne Barr, bye-bye show. It's done. Now, she may have had a history, apparently, of some offensive tweets, but she should have known once she got in bed with ABC, she couldn't have the kind of tweets that she was putting out there, and especially the one that she put out on Tuesday. The one she put out on Tuesday, undeniably, they could not defend it. Oh, they just could not defend it. So, instead, what happened is ABC said, we can't defend it. We're not even going to, they didn't even say we're going to defend it. They just said, it's repugnant, repulsive, and the show is done. The show is done. It's over with. So they were not standing by her. There was no way she could have survived. I mean, there's no way you could survive that anyway, because the network's pulling the plug. So unless somebody else was going to give her a place to distribute the show, especially after it had been on NBC, I don't think so. Valerie Jarrett was the target of Roseanne's Twitter rant, and it honestly seemed to make, not seemed, it honestly did not make any sense to me. And so now she's talking after the tweet came out. Her agent dropped her, ICM, and, you know, pretty much anyone surrounding her dumped out of it and dumped out of the Roseanne show before it was even announced. So she just tweeted out a while ago, "Don't feel sorry for me, guys. I just want to apologize to hundreds of people, wonderful writers, a liberal, and talented actress who lost her jobs when I showed my stupid tweet. I will be on Joe Rogan's podcast on Friday." She said, "Hey, guys, don't defend me. It's sweet of you to try, but losing my show is zero compared to two. Being labeled a racist over one tweet that I regret even more." So it just goes to show you, when you think you're invisible, I don't think she thought she was invisible, but, you know, it's a tweet is just a tweet until it's not. Like I said, comparing her to an ape, oh, yeah, that's not good. There is no defense for that. And I think she realizes there is no defense for it. So even apologizing, she said, what? And what was she thinking? I have no idea what she was thinking. That some people would agree, I have no idea. It's just crazy. It's crazy what she said. And so many people are voicing their opinions all the way around this on Twitter. And she announced she was sorry, but that wasn't enough. And it sent people looking for information, is basically what it is. They were looking to see what she said. And she definitely got nailed on the way she said it, what she said, that whole thing about Valerie Jarrett, who was really the right-hand person of the Prez when he was in the White House. So that was one swipe. Well, you know, here's the thing. If she wanted to say it, and that's Roseanne, then she's going to say it. You're not going to stop Roseanne from saying what she thinks she wants to say. Whether it's right or wrong or whatever, she's going to say whatever she wants to say, and it's be pretty hard to stop that train when it leaves the station. And that's what happened there. It left the station and left her behind. Oh, big time. So you can apologize to the writers, you can apologize to the other people on the show, but it doesn't bring back the salaries that all those people lost and the regular paycheck that that people lost. And what caused her to tweet it? She said it was 2 in the morning, and she was Ambien tweeting, "It was Memorial Day. I went too far. I don't want to defend it. It was egregious, indefensible. I made a mistake. I wish I hadn't made that mistake." Ugh, no matter what she says, she's going to back to a corner, that's for sure. By the way, she said, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ, Valerie Jarrett." Yikes. Can't interpret that any other way, and she didn't either. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. Yes, indeed, we can. We can count the reactions to Roseanne Barr's tweet. It wasn't good. An avalanche of results, including this poll that came out. 64% of Americans believe racism still a major problem. That's right. This is according to an NBC News survey monkey poll. 30% say racism exists today, but it's not a major problem. That's how the breakdown was. And the survey, which was conducted just a week ago, found out a few other things. And, of course, it comes as a result. The results tumble in as Starbucks closed on Tuesday 8,000 stores nationwide to conduct anti-bias training. It follows the arrest of two black men in Philly last month at one of its stores. The coffee chain apologized to the two men and ordered training for 175,000 workers. At a pretty big cost for having their stores closed. But Howard Schultz says no cost whatsoever. It had to be done. ABC canceled Roseanne after her racist tweet. It was a top-rated reboot, too. There's no question about it. Her initial show got 18 million viewers. That is huge in this day and age. No doubt about that. But ABC said we can't stand behind that, and so therefore, we're canceling the show. We're dropping the show. So there you go. And there was all kinds of reaction from Hollywood, of course, Sarah Gilbert, who was in the show, said, "This is incredibly sad and difficult for all of us as we've created a show that we believe in, are proud of, and that audiences love, one that is separate and apart from the opinions and words of one cast member." But she is the star of the show, so of course that was the way it all tumbled down. All right, in other numbers, and boy, there are a lot of them. What are you thinking when you decide, you know what, I'm going to impersonate a Saudi royal? I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll make some money. So Florida man pled guilty to impersonating a member of the Saudi royal family to orchestrate a bunch of fraud schemes involving millions of dollars. Miami federal prosecutors said that 47-year-old Anthony Jijanik admitted using various aliases, making it appear as he was a Saudi royal and even drove a Ferrari with diplomatic license plates. That's nice. Where do you get those? They say he faces a lengthy prison term after pleading guilty last week. Not a good thing to do that. A false identity to buy a Miami hotel? He had the nameplate Sultan on his condominium front door. I'm just going to try to play this little game and see how long I can get away with it until someone catches me. Yay! And then I have to go to real prison. What a dummy. What a dummy. Give me a break. This is a sad story. Imagine you are a journalist. Now put yourself in Russia. Police in the capital of the Ukraine say a Russian journalist has been shot and killed at his Kiev apartment. Arkady Babichenko's wife found him bleeding at the apartment, called an ambulance, but he died on the way to the hospital. Just 41, he served in the Russian army during the first separatist war and then became a journalist. He was critical of the Kremlin in recent years. He left Russia, saying in February of 2017, saying he was receiving death threats and concerned he might be jailed. Oof. It's worse than that. Shot and killed. Wonder if there is a big connection we haven't uncovered yet. I didn't find anything on it or any big speculation, but I have a few ideas. You may be coming up with a few ideas on your own. How about calling out a liberal college when you go to it? The Harvard student paper called out the school's liberal bias. So the newspaper is calling on the school to hire more conservative faculty to bridge a stark divide that's not reflective of society and might be contributing to a declining trust in higher education. In an editorial, the Crimson cited its finding the political makeup on the prestigious Ivy League faculty was out of touch with America. The Crimson News staff surveys of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences identified as conservative or very conservative compared to 83.2% who identified as liberal or very liberal, 1.5%. 1.5%, that is a stark divide. So it's interesting. They've got a hiring push. They believe the university has to emphasize hiring professors with diverse beliefs and backgrounds who can challenge prevailing campus ideas throughout tough ideological conversations. Ooh, I'd love to be a fly on the wall as they go through interviewing candidates for some of those positions. Because it may be more difficult. I think it won't be as easy as one thinks. And then what are they allowed to do and not to do? That's part of the criticism I would level at higher education. Are we walking a tightrope? It seems like we are. This would be the scariest thing imaginable. A father whose child was rescued from a Paris balcony on Sunday had gone out shopping. He was delayed. He was shopping. He had watches to buy and gifts and everything else. In returning to his home, he started playing Pokemon Go on his smartphone, apparently. He faces up to 2 years in prison for abandoning his parental responsibilities. So luckily the kid was rescued. There was a bystander that started to scale the outside of the apartment building to save the 4.5-year-old boy hanging from a fifth floor balcony. So the good news is Mamudo Gassama was honored for bravery by French President Emmanuel Macron. He's been offered French citizenship and a job with the Paris Fire Brigade. The father will be sentenced in September, and the boy is in temporary care while the father's in custody. Wow. I'm sorry, I had to go out. The lines got a little bit long. And then your kid is dangling. Oh, he would have been dead in a heartbeat if his hand just slipped. Very sad. I have to cover this one because I worry about these students, but they're back. Santa Fe students returned to school for the first time since the shooting. And 10 people were killed, 13 were injured. The students were in a fine arts area when the gunman opened fire. And the students that are in that same space have been offered counseling. They say they're going to have a general assembly that honored all who were killed. But they all went to school, or at least some of them theoretically anyway, went to school on Tuesday. Wow. Teachers dropped any assignments that weren't finished or incomplete and will offer chances for students to earn extra credits over the summer. And apparently, it was just about sharing and talking about what happened. Demetrius Pegatorzis, 17, was charged with capital murder in the shootings. He confessed the killings after he was taken in to custody. And there's the big word, into custody, thank goodness. So somebody has to answer for the crime instead of bailing out and killing themselves. He didn't get that out. And which I think is a very good thing. A very, very good thing. Meanwhile, one quick one we're going to just throw in here is, how about this? This new study put Puerto Rico's death toll near 5,000 from Hurricane Maria in 2017. Remember they were saying it was less than 100 people? 5,000. Much bigger than the 64 they thought they originally had on hand. That is a whole lot of people. Lots of damage. Stay with us.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett is taking the high road after Roseanne Barr's tweet that many called a vicious personal and racial attack. She spoke on MSNBC.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment. I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers.
Her talent agency fired her and her her show reruns are being pulled off cable channels. The network made the announcement after Barr tweeted that former White House advisor Valerie Jarrett is a product of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes. Barr apologized and vowed to leave Twitter. Robert Thompson's a professor of TV and pop culture at Syracuse University.
Well, I thought that this might eventually end in Roseanne getting canceled, but I didn't think they were going to do it as quickly as they did.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
And we're here talking with Dawn Zier again, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. And we're talking about something that is important to me and I know is important to a lot of people that are listening to this show right now. Check out goredforwomen.org. And gosh, American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign is so, I think, vital and has done so much to change the conversation. And someone involved in that is Dawn. And Dawn, what is the Go Red for Women campaign for the people who don't know?
Go Red for Women, it really creates awareness around heart disease and risk factors for women. And, you know, we often think that it's the same risk factors as men or the same symptoms, and it's really not. And actually, cardiovascular disease claims the lives of nearly 500,000 American women each year. And, you know, we're not really paying attention. So this campaign, this fundraising effort, which happens across tons of cities across America. I had the privilege of being chair of it last year for Philly, now I'm past chair, you know, very involved in it. But it really makes a difference in just making sure that women understand, you know, what has to happen to make sure that they are taking charge of their heart health.
Yeah, and it's really fascinating being a man, and I've actually had a history of writing for health magazines focused on men. We have been told for years and years and years what a devastating thing heart disease is for men's health, and
right.
Women were overlooked for many, many years. And I think that's the biggest challenge here is changing that conversation. And there's all these myths about heart disease, and I think that's the number one myth is that, you know, it's a big problem for men and women maybe get a pass. And what you're saying is they don't get a pass at all, but there's other myths as well. And one that's always fascinated me is I think people who think that they have a family history of heart disease can't do anything about it. But is that true, or are there things I can do in my lifestyle to change the odds of suffering from heart disease?
Well, I think although, you know, women with a family of heart disease, history history of heart disease are at a higher risk. There's plenty you can dramatically do to reduce it. And, you know, creating an action plan to keep your heart healthy. It could be exercise. It could be, you know, there's a lot of different things in, that you can do. Eating right. You know, eating right is really important. You know, managing your weight and exercising, staying active is very key too. So, you know, yes, there are some genetics involved in it, but there's also a lot that you can do to, you know, beat the odds, if you will. And then I also think one of the most important things you can do is be aware of the symptoms, because if you ignore the symptoms, one of the most stunning things I ever heard is that, you know, very few people, if, you know, I think we talked about this in the past with CPR, you know, if you're not aware of the symptoms and you ignore it, your chance of success is not great. So really being tuned into your body, tuned into the symptoms, not ignoring signs, which are, again, different for men and different for women, you know, really be aware and read up on, you know your stats. You know, there are stats in terms of what is heart healthy, what's not. Again, it's weight, it's what you eat, it's your cholesterol, all that sort of things, your blood pressure.
Yeah, Dawn, talking about the symptoms is interesting because I would have fallen into that category. In my family, my grandfather died from a heart attack, and that's it, but still it's in the family. And I thought it was, one, only men, mostly men, and I thought that it's chest pains, that you have these extreme chest pains, and boom, that's it, you go down, and if somebody doesn't rescue you, that's it. But that's not true at all, is it? That's what you're saying.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's again, you know, a lot of different symptoms. And again, I encourage people to go to the, you know, American Heart Association's site and read up on it, because, you know, they have very nice, you know, charts there that say, hey, what is it for men, what is it for women, and different symptoms that you shouldn't ignore.
When I go see my doctor after I reach a certain age, or even is it a certain age that I should be asking mm-hmm. about this? Are there questions I should be asking him or mm-hmm. her? Are there tests I should be asking for? And is there an age at which I should become more aware of this?
Well, I think that's another one of the myths, is that heart disease is for old people. But, you know, I think all of us have probably heard of the athlete that actually, you know, is out there running a marathon and dies of a heart attack. It really affects people of all ages, both men and women. And for younger women, the combination of birth control pills and smoking boosts heart disease risk by 20%. And while risks do increase with age, things like overeating, sedentary lifestyle can cause plaque to accumulate and lead to clogged arteries. So, again, you know, you really need to be aware. And again, you know, the doctors also, I think it's an important conversation to have about, you know, what are your numbers? What's your cholesterol? What's your blood pressure? Are you overweight? How do I make sure that I can, you know, get these on track? And often, you know, it's not about medication. For some people, of course it is, but for the majority of us, for a lot of us, you know, can really through diet and exercise, you know, get a lot under our own control.
One of the statistics that I find really interesting is about your own company, Dawn. We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the CEO of Nutrisystem. At your own company, 60% of your employees are women, and 75% of your customers are women as well. I mean,
right.
That really drives home the point for a company like yours of why this is so important, and it makes sense that you would be behind the Go Red for Women campaign as you are. But talk about being in a company where there's that many employees who are women and that many customers who are women as well.
Well, you know, the weight loss industry tends to be, you know, the customers tend to be a lot of women involved in that. And also, you know, there really is a close association between, you know, being overweight and heart disease. So it's a passion that the company has, a lot of interest in, and it's interesting because our whole company gets involved in supporting the American Heart Association, you know, around this.
And Dawn, there's no doubt about that, and you said it, of course, Nutrisystem, weight loss, health, exercise, and having a regular exercise routine. I think sometimes people think if you just, well, geez, if I, you know, even just once a week, I guess once a week's better than nothing, or you have to go full bore. I was one of those full bore people where I run a marathon, but oh, now I can't. So now I can't do anything. And that was part of my weight gain because I stopped because I couldn't go 100%. And there's a misnomer in that too, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it's not, you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to, you know, to be fit. And I do think that, you know, just, again, movement is really important. And we define that differently for many different people. You know, I may be able to do exercise in a different way than somebody else. But the importance is to, you know, be doing something every day that really, you know, helps you with, you know, don't have a sedentary lifestyle. You know, if you're sitting at your desk all the time, you know, make sure that you're getting up, walking around. It could be as simple as walking. You know, we often talk about, you know, walking as being really very healthy and easy for a lot of people to do. But I think doing something that, you know, gets your heart rate moving a little bit every day is incredibly important.
So I have a question for you, Dawn. We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the CEO of Nutrisystem. She's very involved with the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign to fight heart disease. You mentioned that that as a company, Nutrisystem gets very involved in Go Red for Women. And I'm wondering what kinds of things we as citizens who are listening can do. Are there things we can do to support this cause as well?
I mean, I think we can all come together as a community. Certainly the number one thing to solving, like with any disease out there, is, you know, the research behind it. So that's why Nutrisystem and our employees really give back to this effort to make sure that, you know, that people are still that people are increasingly educated. The other thing I like to tell people to do is learn your CPR. I mean, that can really save lives, and it's just incredibly important, and not enough people know how to do that.
I think that we talked one time, Dawn, about CPR, and you talked about really emphasizing that at the company. So I think if anything were to happen at Nutrisystem, there'd be a lot of people that could come to your aid. And I have to tell you, after you told me that, and this might have been a year ago, mm-hmm. I started, because I'm a speaker besides broadcasting, and I used to ask people that in some of the companies I went to, and they looked at me with blank faces. And I have to tell you, you've had an effect, because they've gone and brought in programs where people can go through CPR and be certified.
Yeah, it's really wonderful, and I think we trained again another 100 plus people this year alone. So, you know, we're kind of going through our team and you know, offering it to anybody that wants to get trained, and it's so important.
Well, and as we're talking here, I'm realizing, you know, CPR training makes incredible sense. I mean, we're all out and about in the worlds that we travel in, and there may be a chance where someone is having a heart attack or another situation where CPR would come in handy. But I'm also realizing as we're talking that equally important is just sharing the kind of information that we're talking about, that there are all these myths about heart disease, and people have misconceptions. And the more we, the public, are aware of these myths and we start to understand the facts
right
behind it, the more likely people are to begin to do the right things to take care of themselves. And I'm kind of laughing as I say that because, as you know, Dawn, and as our listeners know, Kate and I in the last year or two have both lost a lot of weight. And, Kate, I won't speak for you, but I know that I am far better prepared to embrace my future. And I know from looking at my numbers that my numbers are much better. My heart is in much better shape. And I'm always encouraging people to do the same thing. And a lot of it is just education. And I really applaud what you're doing.
Right. And knowing the symptoms, it's so important. You know, media has conditioned us to believe that the telltale sign of a heart attack is extreme chest pain. And that's true for men. But in reality, women are more likely to experience shortness of breath, nausea, back or jaw pain, so it is different. And other symptoms that women should look out for, and this could all put us in a panic because we all probably feel this, but some dizziness, sometimes lightheadedness, pain in the lower chest or upper abdomen, and being really tired. I mean, these are symptoms. And again, you know, pay attention to your body, pay attention to what your body's telling you. You know, generally it'll serve you right.
And we'll send everyone to goredforwomen.org. Dawn Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem, thanks so much.
Great. Thanks so much. Take care, guys.
Healthcare
Medicare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a major problem.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I am so excited to talk to my nephew and introduce you to him again in case you missed him last time around. He is the author of The Ocean of Sound. You can get it on Amazon, so go to Amazon.com. But it's really cool because, as many of you know, when you've heard me talk about Owen on the air, how close I am to him and how excited I am to see some of the directions that he's taking. Now he has just a couple of years left in high school, and you know that he spends time with me in the summer and the other, and we've done some pretty fun things, and I'm going to mention those in a second. But because we have listeners, one of our fabulous affiliates is KPAM in Portland, Oregon, and I'm just dying to go up there, and actually I'm really dying to do a whole tour of America Tonight cities, but certainly Portland is one of those cities that's on my list. It looks like I'll be in New Orleans in August, but he had a chance to go to Portland and spend some time there for his spring break. So, Owen, say hi to everybody.
All right. Hey, everyone. And again, thanks for having me again. Kate, it's great to be on your show.
And so you and I were talking the other day, and it got me excited. You were talking about Portland, and you had the chance to go there. And you are familiar with Portland because you used to watch a show called Portlandia. How would you describe Portlandia?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's Fred Armisen, Carrie Brownstein making this little skit show, which is actually shot in Portland, Oregon. I watched it ever since it first came on. Then I was obsessed with Portland. I'm like, whoa, does this place really exist? That sounds awesome. And it's funny because I actually watched nonstop Portlandia while I was there because the place we were staying at had Netflix. So it just seemed right.
So you watch the show Portlandia, which is really cool because it gets you interested in Portland. Was Portland what you thought it would be like because you had seen these shows for all these years and then you finally get a chance to go there?
Oh, absolutely. Because the thing that Portlandia does is it sort of portrays Portland as this really cool hipster town with a bunch of like vegan restaurants and really cool like farm-to-plate stuff and a lot of green areas, not too many roads, and it's exactly like that. The parks are fantastic. The stores are really small and thrifty. It's really cool. I recommend everyone go there. It's really neat.
Cool. I like that. So the thrift stores, you spent some time in the thrift store, so it's, you know, lots of people are familiar with going to thrift stores and shopping there, but some areas don't really have great stores. But Portland, like you said, is known for that. So you can find all kinds of cool, eclectic things, right?
Oh, yeah. And they never really say thrift stores. They always say, like, a vintage shop, which, you know, seems more appropriate because that's sort of the stuff they have in there. They have really cool vinyl records. I got a really cool-looking hat, those sunglasses where you can vaguely, like, see through them like you see in the 70s. And they're not like regular thrift stores, because I have regular thrift stores where I live, like crappy Salvation Armies and stuff. It's not like that at all. They're super cool. They're owned by retro-y people that really listen to the Rolling Stones and stuff. There's some really interesting people there. I loved going to those stores, and I brought back so much stuff.
Right, so meaning it's more like, so not crappy Salvation Army, because of course we support the Salvation Army, meaning the stores have mostly clothes and that kind of stuff, old kind of clothes and things that people have that are left over from their house. So you're saying it's more vintage, and that makes sense by your description because you're talking about kind of hipsters, cool stuff that they have that now the retro stuff that's hot again, right?
Yeah, and I saw how you were trying to save me there. I'm not saying the Salvation Army is bad.
Right.
I really do support the Salvation Army. I love going to the one near my store, but the stores don't have a lot of stuff. Like, there are always those bad fluorescent lights and stuff, but these... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But these cool vintage shops have everything, and they're really neat.
Yeah, so the vintage shops were really cool. And then you were at a place called, and this is what I think is interesting about Portland for everybody listening, and you know this, is you have so much diversity of what you can do there. So one minute you might be in these kind of vintage stores shopping around for vinyl records, which are coming back. Isn't that crazy? I wish I had saved my vinyl records. Then the next minute, you know, you're on Ski Mountain, and you had a chance to do what at Ski Mountain? How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. We went up to Hood Mountain. It was a pretty... It wasn't a long drive, but it was... It was really a tiresome drive. Like, there was a little bit of traffic because everyone was coming up there for, you know, for the break. But it was worth it. The mountain was fantastic. You can rent these little tubes and go down this hill. It's really neat. I got a ton of pictures when I came back. I even kept some of the gloves that I bought when I was at the store. So I think it's really worth it, even if the drive is a little bit of a pain.
Yeah, so you did you went up to Mount Hood, which is very famous, and that's what you said, and you had the chance to where either people are skiing or tubing or doing whatever, and then all of a sudden then you're back down in Portland, and Portland is pretty, right? It's really green.
Yeah, Portland's beautiful. It really is. A lot of the parks have all of these unbelievable bike trails, and like sometimes they're bike trails where roads would be, which blows my mind to see. And those always intersect with like those really cool parks that are converted, that, you know, like used to be old bridges or used to be you know, superstores. They're really interesting, and yeah, it makes me wish I had brought my bike or brought a lot more equipment.
And speaking of equipment, you had a chance to do kind of a little documentary thing. You were out at a museum. Tell us about the museum and what was so neat. What's the name of the museum and what was so cool about the museum?
Oh, yeah. The documentary is the reason why we went up there. I got in touch with this man named Jim Stewart, who's the curator of this museum called the Zymoglyphic Museum. And then I interviewed him a little bit. I got his commentary about the museum, and he eventually brought in this friend who knew the museum very well. I interviewed her, asked her some questions. And, yeah, my documentary is essentially finished. The only thing I'm looking for is someone to do a narration, but I don't want to say too much about it because I'm still, you know, I still want to reveal it.
A narration? Are you taking auditions for that? Maybe I should audition. You know, you have an aunt who's in radio.
Yeah, but I don't want you to, you know, go up when we're trying to talk about something interesting. You go like, all right, coming at you, Kate Delaney. We're talking about Zomerglyphology. How about those cowboys, huh?
Do you hear this, America? Do you hear my nephew busting my chops? That is brutal. But actually, that's cool that you're looking to do narration to add to the documentary. And in filming this, what kind of equipment do you use for that? I'm kind of curious because now, boy, you don't need a lot of equipment.
Yeah, that's true. I have this old iPad mini that I actually converted into this really cool like film device because sometimes you can get those attachable handles that help stabilize it. You can get a microphone that you can plug into it, and it works a lot better than the iPad microphone. That's essentially what I used for the whole thing, because I realized I do have a lot of those fancy Hollywood cameras, but I have no clue how to use them. So I figured this might be better, and it worked out.
Help, help. Who knows how to teach them how to use the fancy cameras? That's funny. All right, so this is kind of interesting for people listening. We're speaking to my nephew, Owen Delaney, and I mentioned he has a book called The Ocean of Sound out. It's on Amazon. So here's the thing, Owen. You obviously have an interest in writing. You have an interest in doing a documentary and film and stuff, and you're going to be a junior in high school. So what do you hope to do with this? I mean, do you, you know, I talk to a lot of high school students, and they have ideas of what they want to do, but they're not necessarily sure. What do you feel like you want to do?
Well, I think when I get finished with this movie, I'll maybe just send it to a few small film festivals just for fun. And who knows, maybe that'll lead to a little bit of attention. In fact, I'm writing a screenplay to a movie right now, which I don't know that I have time to talk about. But anyway, I'm having a lot of fun with this. I do want to go into filmmaking, but I'm not sure, you know, who's going to notice me. What are the necessary steps to get there? So, you know, I'm still looking at film school, things like that. But, yeah, just hoping that someone might notice.
Right, but part of the necessary skills are the things that people can relate to that are listening to America Tonight. When you're a kid, what you're interested in, sometimes if you're lucky, because I say this in my speeches, you get to pursue your passion, and obviously you really enjoy this, and there's so many different formats out there, and you've already seen this in writing and expressing yourself, and your opinions change and things change, but the fact that you're doing it now, I think, gives you a great head start. Do you know any other kids your age at school? Are there any others interested like you are in filmmaking?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's how I met a lot of my friends. Like, I just walk up to them and ask them, hey, have you watched any good movies lately? And then eventually it turned into this really long conversation about who's the best, you know, filmmaker. Yeah, there are tons of kids like me that want to get into this stuff. So I have a little bit of a competition, but I think it's all right because I can always do other stuff. I'm really good at, I think I'm all right at writing books, but that's another skill that also helps filmmaking, because I always hate when people say, you know, writing and filmmaking are different subjects, even though they're very close. You have to write screenplays, you have to write this and that. Anyway, if filmmaking doesn't work out, I think I have a good cushion to land on.
Exactly, and there you go. So mature. But you're right. Having a backup plan, so you already have one because you know how to do various things, which is one of the key thing. I think is one of the key elements to being in the arts. All right, well, thank you for coming on.
All right, thanks again.
We'll be back with more of America Tonight in just a moment.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.